Free kick is going to come in here now for Telford, and FC United have got to be very wary here. They've got some big tall players in the penalty area. It's a great ball in, and a free header, and a goal at the back post. And it's just 2-2 simple there. I was about to say, FC United haven't conceded in 10 minutes, which is really good. And exactly on 10 minutes, the ball came across. A player missed it completely at the back, at the near post. It came to the back post, and there he was, just slotted it in, 1-0.
And I said it on Tuesday, how many times are we getting goals conceded on the back post? Where the ball just goes right across everyone.
They're ball watching, they're watching players. It was a fantastic free kick. Out swinging in an area that the keeper wouldn't want to come and claim. It's missed the front man, who was unmarked.
Well, Dave Hibbert should have scored, he completely missed the ball, and it fell kindly.
If he'd made contact, that would have been a goal from that. But again, they're not picking players up, they're not tight enough, they're not following the runners. Really simple, but a fantastic ball in from Telford.
As the ball switched up to this near side, it's a decent ball as well. Into Thurston. Thurston's first time ball towards the back post. Isn't a bad one, he's on the end of it. Well, it was Winter, but he couldn't get on the end of it. And now Rory Fallon. Can he get himself a corner? No. Great defending there again. They worked really, really hard, the defence. Kyle Brownhill. And then it's a chase on there between FC United and Manchester's number 5 and the number 10. And the number 10's won the ball. And he's into the penalty. Hassan, can he make the shot? Goal.
Yeah, goal.
Great goal. Great finish.
And that's not a foul on stop, because at Buxton there was a similar challenge where Cook won the ball and the defender stumbled. It was very similar.
Yeah, he'd beat him for pace.
Yeah.
That's all that happened there. You know, he's coming, he's putting him under pressure. We were talking about him not so long ago about how fast he is. He's big, he's strong, he's quick. There was absolutely nothing wrong with his challenge. He's beaten Stotty for pace. Stotty stumbled and he's allowed him through. He's still got the keeper to beat and still a lot to do,
I tell you what, as well, there's nothing wrong with his finish either.
I was just getting on to that to say, you know, he's picked his spot perfectly.
His finish was superb. You know what is so disappointing there? The ball's gone through and there's no one covering or helping the defence. No. There's only one player left, and that was Dean Stott. And nothing, nobody to show or help. Winter on the ball now. Tries to get a second stab at it, but it's defended tremendously well. And Patterson, great, great challenge. He can give him a red card here. Watch this, it'll be a red card.
It is. What? That is ridiculous. Yeah. He's gone in, he's won the ball. His foot isn't even high.
He's won the ball, clearly. The referee's
he's
had a shocker.
He's on the side of the player. He's not even coming from behind him. He's come from the side of the player.
Absolute shocker. The referee there, absolute shocker. Well, Rory Fallon now, he wins the ball, plays it to Daniels. Daniels on the left-hand side, ball to the penalty area. It's a decent ball across two players. Force for Winter. Winter leaves it for Fallon. First-time shot for Fallon. Completely misses it. Second ball comes in. Goal. Thompson outside the penalty area. There shouldn't be any time for a replay, surely. Because I don't know how many minutes we've played into the additional time.
Three and a half, four minutes.
Mate. And how many was there?
The board hadn't been shown.
I haven't got anything.
We've played 4 minutes, or there was 4 minutes. We've had 4 minutes. Well,
it's not going to happen.
Is it going to be the biggest gap? No, it won't be.
No.
Persistence
there.
Well,
they should be pressing this ball and going for it.
Should have been doing that 20 minutes ago.